This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
No chewing gum allowed. While you're on the air, ladies, just make sure you have that in your broadcast or a book. Bad form to chew. Have you ever seen anybody on TV chewing gum? Have you ever?
Not usually.
No. Once in a while. I remember
once. Not the professionals earlier. That sometimes you they're interviewing.
Yeah. Right, exactly. Jay Kirshner is here with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan. Let's see the DJV program. Oh, I'm Doug Steffen, by the way. I'm interested in getting some more information, Victoria, on this report of hundreds of cyber attacks against Ukraine as a backdrop to the thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, if not millions of cyber attacks that have been not only against Americans, but against the rest of the world. And what is being done? Microsoft is doing something at least about what's going on in Ukraine. But why wouldn't they do this everywhere?
Well,
why
they are.
Isn't there?
They do. Well, Microsoft does. I mean, but they're specifically trying to help Ukraine. And this new report that came out on Wednesday is the reason we're talking about Microsoft right now, because they have isolated at least 237 different operations against Ukraine, and they have found that six different Russian bad actors have carried out these things. Now, they also were coordinated. A lot of these attacks were coordinated with the actual on-the-ground assaults that Russia's been doing. So we know that these aren't just like, dark hat hackers doing their thing for ransomware. This is coming straight from Putin and the Russian government.
Well, don't you think all of it was really coming straight from Putin, no matter what was?
Some of it, though, are real fringe groups, who with ransomware. And so a lot of it is very cloak and dagger. But in this case, Microsoft is finding that this is pretty blatant.
Mm-hmm. So, again, can they apply this same methodology for the same stuff that's going on, not just against Ukraine, but everywhere around the world? Will we be able to feel better about the potential of our personal stuff being attacked, cyber attack against
it depends. Microsoft has been working with various corporations and utilities and things like that. But, this has been like the sort of battle cry of the Biden administration. It's private industries and companies have got to get their stuff together, and they have to invest more in cybersecurity, because this is what's going to happen. And this shuts down, this shuts down every facet of our economy.
One of the things that I thought was quite wonderful was the news. A lot of people, I was thinking, what do we talk about when we're with our friends or business associates? Doesn't this almost always, what's going on in Ukraine, lead the conversation, no matter what else is going on? Even in
right.
No?
Yeah.
You don't think?
I mean, right. Sure.
My world.
Ukraine, well, yeah. I mean, Ukraine is certainly a topic that everyone feels the same way about, that it's atrocious what's happening to the Ukrainian mm-hmm. people. But, if you're talking this week, Johnny Depp and Amber Heard are right up there. So.
Yeah, I guess they are. All right, back to the Russians and what's going on. You may have seen that this town of it's Demidiv, I believe, Demydiv, is a town. There's a river, apparently, or some big dam there. And the Russian soldiers were trying to get into this village. And so they opened up the floodgates, and that was the end of that. They flooded their own village to keep them from coming in. Apparently, some Russian soldiers drowned. But that was pretty clever. And, the residents paying a heavy price because it ruined their village.
Well, we got to do what you got to do.
Right, yeah. I thought the Ukrainians really were learning a lot about courage from them.
That's for sure.
And we're learning a lot about cowardice from the leaders of the rest of the world, as far as I can see. Frustrating. All right, now, Victoria, you're in the spotlight because you've shared some things, and I want to share more information with people about the robocall the FCC is going to take up very soon a rule.
It's a vote on the rule.
On the rule that will hopefully curb these damn robocalls
that
we all get all day, every day. You get them, I get them.
Yep.
You get them as text, you get them as email, you get them on a phone. You get
it doesn't
them on
matter what kind of phone.
Yep. And some are really misleading, too. It's not just annoying, but there are some that really target, especially older people, and get you caught up.
Yeah. Scams galore. So, as a public service, perhaps we spend a moment or two talking about how people can protect their personal information. I guess when I, as I think about this, who doesn't know this? We've talked about you. Everybody talks about it. But are you doing it? Do you keep your personal information secure on your laptop or on your PC or on your phone? Do you really do that? Do you, I don't put any financial information, any record or anything on any computer that's connected to the outside world. I have a little.
How do you check your bank statements?
I check my bank statements. That's a good question. I don't keep that stuff. I'm talking about things like tax information, that sort of stuff is on a private little laptop. Bank statements, I don't really do that because I get my
Well, when you say private little laptop, if it's connected to the Internet, it's not private.
It's not. It isn't. I just keep the records on it. It's not connected to anything. When I use it, when I bring it to, I actually physically bring the laptop to my accountant. I don't send her any email that has the information in it. Don't do any of that stuff.
Okay.
And I think that's, it's maybe people say that's extreme, but I don't trust the system. We've all talked about this with credit card stuff. I don't put that information online. I just don't trust that it's safe. So that's one thing you can do as far, but having it on your mind.
But that's not realistic for people who, like me, I have digital banking. I mean, I check my bank accounts, my credit cards. Everything is online,
so then
and those
how do
sites
you,
are secure.
How do you feel safe, then, so that your personal information
encrypted.
Isn't... Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I mean, it just
you
have to remember, there's no one that's safe, because whether or not you're keeping stuff all 100% online, like Victoria, or you're keeping stuff in paper, like you, Doug, 100%, or you're like me, where I'm somewhere in the middle of those two things... Your mail, people can steal your mail, happens all the time.
Sure.
You shred your documents when you throw them away, people can pick up your account numbers.
I can't
tell you how shocked I was, because I didn't really think this was like a real thing, but this was probably maybe a month or two ago, it all sort of blends together, but at my office, and I run a company with my dad, at our office a few months ago, I happened to see that our security camera had a notification, so I started looking at it, and I started to go back, and overnight, someone broke into our dumpster and took out bags full of paper. Yeah, what did they want from our trash? Well, they took paper. Now, thankfully, the stuff that was back there was shredded, and they didn't get anything. I know, because I control what kind of account information gets out there. So they didn't get anything, but they take stuff. This is a whole scam. They must be looking for bank account numbers or credit card numbers or anything that they can use to come after you. And we're in a business park, so obviously prime spot to go and knock off dumpsters that are locked, by the way.
Yeah, what I would guess, if I was taking a little bit of an educated guess, what they're looking for, if they specifically are targeting, like a corporate park, like where your office is, they're looking for any information about your employees and your own, what is the EID number as an employer, because so many people have filed fraudulent tax returns.
Fraudulent.
And so if they can get any information from your actual employees, even if it's just a name, then they can file a tax return in that person's name. This is happening a lot now this year. We spoke with our accountant yesterday. He has a couple clients that this has already happened to. And so when you go to file, if you're the real Victoria Keelan goes to file her taxes, and a fake Victoria Keelan's already filed, I can't file my own taxes because there's only one allowed for one name, and it's becoming a massive problem. And these thieves are going into dumpsters, and they're trying to find any type of information on employers and employees.
Good
and
God.
This is the scam they're running. Yeah.
Man, oh man. Well, I guess the other thing, Jay, I would wonder is whether to overshare information even on social networking sites. If you post a lot of information about yourself,
well, you don't want to post your location, but people are stupid and they do.
Well, and a lot of those things of like, tell us your first pet and your childhood street name, right, which a lot of times are questions, like security questions on different accounts. So that's how some scammers can find out that information about you. Even if they can't figure out your password, they can figure out what the answers to the security questions are and still hack in.
Really? That's interesting. All right, well, what's the old expression? A word to the wise is sufficient. Here's some good news for those of you, those of us who are wondering, what happens to those masks we've all been wearing for the past 2 years? What do we do with them? People throw them away. People have given them...
They're all over the beach where I live. It's awful. It's
becoming
so
a real environmental problem. So, there's some research being done at Washington State University that this week bore some fruit. They made very... This is a... Who comes up with the idea? This is what's so wonderful about America and being able to come up with a new business. So somebody in a lab at Washington State has mixed the masks with concrete. And apparently, when you put the masks into the cement mixture, it creates a much stronger and more durable concrete. So,
that makes sense, though, because of the fiber, right?
Yeah.
To strengthen.
Exactly.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
As a matter of fact, the research that was released this week shows that if you use mask material in concrete, it's 47% stronger than the usual cement.
That's
after
amazing.
A month of curing. So I thought that was a pretty interesting find, as a matter of fact. The professor of the Department of Civil and Environmental Engineering at Washington State is the one who worked with his students on this. They were looking for what to do with various waste products. And so they experimented both with concrete and asphalt. Now, I'm wondering whether this has a good, the same thing would apply, it would seem to me, in the road. The asphalt is used on roads, wouldn't you think? Make it stronger? That's really kind of, I think, good. It's nice. I think it's a great idea. Yeah, exactly. Microfibers have been added to cement for the last few years. And so I think that's where somebody said, well, that's basically where the masks are, right? Microfiber. So let's use more of it. So they're trying to buy, like, the plastic bottles that people cut up and use. I've talked about that in a number of different applications. It's the same thing. So good. Good for them. Hopefully it'll get used sooner rather than later. It's 18 after the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and get.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise.
The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
One in 44 children have some kind of autistic problem. Children from low-income families were more likely to get diagnosed than those in wealthier families.
Remember, low-income families with WIC or some kind of food supplementation, they can't get it unless the children are vaccinated. You said lower-income families.
Yeah.
They can't qualify for assistance if their kids aren't vaccinated. Now, that is a crime against nature.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at DJVHealthShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's find out what's going on. Someone who easily slides into that occupational directive is Jay Kirshner, who's paying much attention to, maximum attention, how's that, Jay? To what's going on social media, trending things on Twitter and Instagram, like Hailey Bieber, and what's going on with her health. It's pretty interesting because she's 25.
Yeah, well, she had that scary incident back in March where she was having breakfast with her husband, Justin Bieber, and they're talking. All of a sudden, she gets this weird sensation, and they think she's having a stroke and rush her to the ER. And she's opening up about it, and she opened up about it in a YouTube video that she posted this week. And she says how it was the sensation traveled from her arm to her shoulder, and her husband asked her if she was okay. Like, he noticed visibly something was wrong, and he asked her if she was okay. And at first, she didn't respond because she didn't know if she was okay. And then when she went to respond, she realized she couldn't speak. Oof. And so rushed her to the hospital. By the time she gets to the hospital, it kind of everything normalized. Yeah. So she's pretty much back to normal by the time she arrived there, and the doctors found a small blood clot in her brain. They labeled it a TIA. They weren't super sure what caused it, but they kept her overnight to run different tests. But then at a follow-up appointment, she was diagnosed with a grade 5 PFO, which is like a flap-like opening in the heart. So she had to have heart surgery to get that taken care of. She said
so
she's
she
recovering
had surgery
well.
Already?
Wow. Yeah, and she said she's recovering well and actually really fast. But my goodness, what a scary ordeal.
At that age. Yeah, exactly. That's nothing to play with. Remember when I had my, it was, what, 3 years
scary.
Ago. I was scared the hell out of everywhere. It turned out not to be a TIA, but still, it is, you know, if you don't know, that's what's worse than anything else is if you don't know. Or you can't
but weren't
find
you trying?
It.
Your symptoms were sort of similar to hers in that weren't you trying to formulate a word or say a word and it wasn't coming out? right? Wasn't there something that...
Yes, that was part of it.
You were reading, right?
Yeah, but the doctor, the neurologist at Tufts said to me when he examined what I was doing and how I was doing it, he said, if I'd had a TIA, I wouldn't be able to have gotten on the phone and dial the operator to get to the information because I couldn't... I was trying to type something and it didn't seem to work well. So I dialed the number and explained to her in a kind of choppy way what it was that I was trying to do. And he said, if I'd have had a TIA, I wouldn't be able to use the phone. So anyway, it's very interesting as all this stuff. It's you got to know your body. That's the most important thing. That's your most important assignment in life. After taking care of your children, you got to take care of yourself because you can't take care of anybody if you don't take care of yourself.
Well, part of the story, yeah, part of the story also is that, and this is something that all women really need to be aware of if you're on the birth control pill, any pill, they're all the same in that sense, that that really increases your chances of a blood clot. And Haley also, I think before this happened, had come off of a long flight. So when you're that altitude and blood clots, you know, that's already, if you don't get up and walk around like that, anyone can suffer, you know, can have a blood clot from a long flight. But combined when you're on the birth control pill, they think that that's what caused this.
What is there about
brain.
The birth control pill that does that?
That's why
it's the estrogen. Yeah.
It totally messes with me.
Could she be on a birth control pill? Maybe she is.
She is on it. No, she is on it. That's one of the things.
Yeah.
That explains it in part. Yep. Okay, 28 after the hour. This is the DJV program.
These may be uncertain times, but what is...
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Department of Homeland Security Secretary is Cuban-born Alejandro Mayorkas. He's being grilled by lawmakers this week as his job to secure the U.S.-Mexico border has been unsuccessful. President Trump's wall would have been completed by now had President Biden not stopped the project. Mr. Mayorkas on Wednesday.
We inherited a broken and dismantled system that is already under strain. It is not built to manage the current levels and types of migratory flows. Only Congress can fix this.
Just 4 months ago, city lawmakers overwhelmingly voted to require many ads for jobs in the nation's number one city to include salary ranges in the name of giving job applicants, particularly women and people of color, a better shot at fair pay. But lawmakers will likely vote Thursday to postpone it for 5 months after employers say it was not fair to them. USA Radio News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
There's talk this week in Washington that President Biden wants to forgive student debt to the tune of $1.7 trillion. Don't worry, the debt will be paid, and the Biden administration wants you, the American taxpayer, to pick up the tab. Arkansas gubernatorial candidate and former White House spokesperson Sarah Sanders on Fox News lets Biden have it.
And not only has Joe Biden declared war on the energy sector, frankly, he's declared war on the American family. Every single thing this man and his administration touch, they absolutely destroy. It's no surprise that his numbers are in the tank because American families are hurting. They're hurting when they go to the gas pump, when they go to the grocery store, and now he wants to kick them in the teeth with another huge bailout by the government. It's absolute socialism, plain and simple. This idea that we are going to forgive all student loan debt and put that on the backs of hardworking Americans is absolutely crazy. $13,000 more of debt to every single American family, that is crazy. And they continue to hurt American families at every single turn.
Trevor Reed had been in a Russian jail since 2019. He was traded for a Russian drug smuggler Wednesday in a deal between the United States and Russian governments. According to parents Joey and Paula Reed, their son was poorly treated in prison and appeared to have contracted tuberculosis. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
Are heart attack rates skyrocketing? Is it because of COVID or is there other COVID vaccines? I've seen a lot of this stuff in the news media blaming COVID vaccines. What's your response to that?
You know, a lot of people over the past 2 years haven't been coming to the doctor and doing their prevention.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the DJV Show with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan and also Jay Kushner. And now, here's my grant.
A fitting reintroduction to the program, what do you think? Starring Master Miles.
Yes, sir. I am so impressed at how he handled all of our names. I mean, that's really good. Yeah.
All right, but play that again just for the heck of it. This is my grandson, Miles.
This is the DJV Show with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan and also Jay Kushner. And now, here's my grant.
We did that in Brendan's backyard. So it was windy, and I just said, okay, Miles, you want to do this? And he looked at his mother, he looked at me and said, yeah. Okay, Gramps, what do you want me to do?
I love how he goes, and also Jay Kushner.
Yes. So cute. Oh, my God. Okay, some business news here from the DJV. Here's Doug Steffen, as you just heard Miles introduce us, Jennifer, Victoria, and Jay. The Disney folks, this is something that's becoming quite a an interesting flap or trap. I'm not sure which, maybe a little of both. I don't know how many people realize that this area in Florida that they control, they really control. Like, they govern everything.
I don't think anybody knew. I mean, who knew? No. Except for maybe the people living around there.
Did Ron DeSantis know? Because this is a $1 billion story.
I imagine they probably find out when they get brought into office, right? I mean, I don't even think probably as a congressman he knew. He probably, until he became governor, figured it out.
Or maybe until you try to mess with them and then they pull out the, hey, here's the fine print. You got to pay $1 million in bond debt in order for us to no longer have these privileges. Can the state of Florida, are they going to get behind paying $1 billion in debt for this
Disney?
Yeah,
it's $1 billion, not $1 million. Yeah.
$1 billion, yeah. So, I don't know.
Let's go back to 1967 and the district gives the Walt Disney Company governmental control over pretty much all the land it uses in Central Florida. So they borrow a lot of money. Yeah, that's the way businesses do. It's interesting to look at how on the balance sheets, how much money big corporations borrow, because it has a beneficial impact on your taxes. That's all deductible, the interest rates. So the law actually states that Florida, quote, will not in any way impair the rights or remedies of the holders of these bonds until all the bonds, together with interest thereon, and all costs and expenses in connection with any act or proceeding. Listen, doesn't this sound like some lawyer? Legal lawyer. In other words, you can't, unless all of the debts are paid and discharged, you guys are up sheep creek.
Well, you know what I think is more interesting?
Reedy Creek.
I think there are a lot of people that are like, oh, you know, Disney said this about Florida, and Florida's doing this to Disney, and all the back and forth, you know, of who's going to come out on top and all of this. To me, the big story is that back in 1967, this was the power, and not just in 1967, this is just the power of lobbyists. Yeah, the power of lobbyists to make special rules and exceptions for themselves. Yep. This is why big business has a ton of them. And clearly, in 1967,
and most
when they
of them are ex-legislators, they're government officials. That's who they are.
Dump land, because they know where the bodies are buried. They go to this dump land. So, no offense to you people in Florida. Florida's a beautiful state. But, I mean, there's nothing out there. It's farms and swamps, basically. And they go, you know, this could be a beautiful place. And all of a sudden, they now have literally, we call it the Magic Kingdom. They literally have a kingdom in the middle of Florida.
It's magic. You know,
I mean, and how many other corporations are going, man, we should have thought of that. You think Coca-Cola wasn't going, we should have gone to Georgia and made it Coca-Cola World.
You know, this reminds me of something I saw the other day. The District of Columbia has been in existence pretty much since our country began. Right after World War One, the government used portions of Georgetown as a chemical dump for a lot of things that were left and weren't used during World War One. A lot of chemical things that they'd created. Now, there's a plot of land on this chemical dump that's for sale for $1.3 million. And they want to put a house on top of it. Look at the pictures. It looks like, you know, if you've been to Georgetown, it's quite a lovely section. It's the nicest section, actually, of the people who have real money live in Georgetown, the people in Washington. And so I wonder what they're thinking about the find that this chemical dump was there, and that, you know, never mind that it's for sale, but the fact that it's there, I would think that would have stirred the pot with a lot of people. It's not very far from the hotel where they're having the annual, or I don't know, for 2 years they haven't had the correspondence dinner, right? But they're doing it, I think it's next week. I noticed that Fauci said he wasn't going to go.
Fauci won't go because
he doesn't want to be subject to the scrutiny of what's what and who's who. Okay, next business story is with Boeing, the world's largest airplane manufacturer. They lost $600 million on Air Force One. you can say what you will about Trump. The Art of the Deal, that book that he wrote, he used it. He called the CEO of Boeing when, in like the first week he was in office, he's looking at stuff and he says, wait a minute, this $4 billion for these planes, how do they figure that? So he calls up the CEO of Boeing and says, we're not paying, cancel the order. So they didn't want to cancel the order because they're already into it for a couple of billion bucks. And by the way, this has been going on. I'm trying to think of who it was it wasn't was I guess it was Obama who got him started on let's have some new Air Force Ones, because after 30 years, you know, there's structural stuff they have to worry about with the planes.
And
anyway,
there's so much tech on Air Force on both of the Air Force Ones, or right, you know, whatever, yeah, what we call Air
and
Force
Ones. And that's the slowdown, and that's why it's taking so much time. So Trump negotiated $100 million off the deal, got it down to 3.9. And now the Boeing CEO, there's a new CEO there, and he's looked at the deal and said, this is the worst deal we ever made. We're going to lose $1 billion.
Good.
on this, and the plane's not going to be ready until like 2026 or something.
Yeah, it's
they've been
so
at it for
it
10
forever.
Years. Yeah,
these presidents right. will design the plane and they'll pick the way it looks and they'll never fly on them because they're right. not done in a short enough amount of time.
Yep, and this is the 747-800 is pretty much a plane designed just for this. They still are making 747 freighters. They don't make the passenger version anymore. And with this comes a fabulous bit of information. If you want to be fascinated for 18 to 20 minutes, go online and Google what happens to old planes and watch what happens, what they do with the old planes, how they either salvage them or they destroy them after 30, 35 years. It is fascinating to watch what they do and when you look at it, you see a lot of 747s because they're a four-engine plane that gobbles up a lot of fuel. And, you know, interesting how Boeing can sell. This is perfect sales. We're going to sell you the best plane, the biggest plane. You carry more people, you'll love it. This is back in the 60s. So everybody says, yeah, let's buy a lot of those. And so now Boeing comes along and says, we got this big plane, but only has two engines. And it carries just as many people as a 747, so everybody's parking the 747s and buying more. Even though the 747s are perfectly usable, they just use more fuel. So now we've got a plane that'll carry almost as many people, but it only has two engines. It uses half as much fuel. So it's really, I think it's fascinating to watch that kind of a business as it proceeds. They sell over themselves. Anyway, so not till late 2024 to maybe early 2025 for the new Air Force Ones.
One of the coolest things that we have in Southern California, that we have two presidential libraries, and they're both really beautiful. And the Reagan Library has Air Force One. They have this huge, big glass pavilion, and it's gorgeous. And you can see out over almost all the way to the ocean on a clear day. And then they have Air Force One parked inside, and you can get on most days, and you can walk through. And one of the coolest things is that Sebastian Gorka, who's an advisor to President Trump, was at this library, and I was hosting an event with him. And they gave us a private tour of the plane, so we got to go in some of the roped-off areas and such. And he's like, it was so cool because he had been on what is now Air Force One that the president flies around on. And he was able, as we're walking through, he goes, wow, this is here now, and there's more room for the press because they're just traveling with
more
press.
Well, it was a 707.
Yeah,
and
to see how it's so different.
Air Force One was the first jet. Yeah, it was like one-third as much room. And it wasn't really well. It wasn't the Air Force Ones that they use now are immaculately interiored.
The original
707 was like an army plane.
Definitely looks very 70s style, but it's really still cool to see. And one thing that I learned is that when the press travels with the president, you pay each press outlet pays the price of an average first class ticket wherever they're going plus $1.
Yeah.
So it's a first class fare plus a dollar that each individual organization will pay to fly on the plane. So it's kind of cool.
Other economic information, Bitcoin coming to your 401k, if you want them. Fidelity, for example, which I think is probably the largest investment firm in the world, provides retirement plans to 23,000 companies. They're going to allow a portion of their contributions to be allocated to Bitcoin. That's pretty interesting. Would you like that to be a part of your retirement plan?
Sure.
Bitcoin,
why not? Yeah. I mean, if you're not going to, you know, unless you want to buy outright, you can't do with your own 401k. But, yeah, I mean, to have the diversity of including crypto, a lot of people want that now. So I think it's smart. If you're someone who's, you know, like my age or younger and you've got your 401k going from your company, I think, you know, when you think about retiring in 30 years, 40 years, like,
it's
sure.
It's worth something.
Yeah.
Our own Phil McGeehan put 5 cents into it in 2000. One, and
you
now
never
he's
should
a
have
multi-billionaire.
Told
yeah, billionaire. Actually.
I'm sorry, Phil.
Yeah. It's okay. Listen, he's smart. I think that's a great example of, can you do that now? I don't know, maybe. Maybe not. I know people who are selling their homes because they figure by the end of the year, the investment product that has Bitcoin and other of the crypto is going to be worth a lot of money. As a matter of fact, here's something that I found interesting. The Fort Worth, Texas city government is going to use Bitcoin. They're going to mine Bitcoin, in fact. And what is mining?
I don't understand.
Definition
don't
of this mining.
So mining, so this, it's fairly simple. So what it does is you've got basically like a whole bank of computers, and they're running, they're constantly running, and they're trying to solve a mathematical equation. The first computer that hits, that lands on the correct answer, then receives the next block of bitcoins, and the process begins over again.
Sounds like a game show.
It kind of. I mean, your computer is running 24/7, which is why it's horrible for the environment. It's Bitcoin mining is really bad for the environment. It's done all over China. It's terrible. But anyway, Fort Worth is trying to come up with a clean energy way to do it. I think they're going to be powering it through solar. It's a 6-month pilot program. I think it's great because this is the first city in America, it's the first city government to mine their own Bitcoin, and whatever they're able to purchase, they're going to put back into the kitty, so to speak, of the city of Fort Worth. So I think it's a great idea.
Well, are they doing it now because they know something that the rest of us don't know?
Well, I think they see the future is crypto. So I think if people don't know that, then sure.
All right. I have to check with Superman on that story. 48 past the hour.
Cards issued by Celtic Bank, member FDIC.
Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's credit cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp's software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 3.3% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/join. ramp.com/join. ramp.com/join.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
Is your child getting the personalized attention they need to excel in math? Mathnasium has a solution for students of all skill levels. We assess each child's strengths and weaknesses, creating a customized learning plan. The Mathnasium method gives them the critical thinking skills they need to thrive, with the option to attend face-to-face online sessions or come to one of our 1,000 neighborhood learning centers. Mathnasium. We're changing lives through math. Learn more at mathnasium.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Dr. Ken on DJV Health. Doug Steffen here with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who comes to us from Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida. You can reach out to him anytime. So many people do. They talk about listening to us on the radio, which is cool. Find him at 352-735-1400. He's, nobody answers his out-of-office hours. Just leave a message. They'll get back to you. All right, first question has to do with this controversial Alzheimer's drug, and I think we've talked a little about this before, but there are people looking for clarification on Aduhelm, if that's how you pronounce it, A-D-U-H-E-L-M. Apparently, Medicare is going to cover it now. Are there other drugs? I guess there's a couple of questions here. Are there other drugs that are already in use? Because so many people can. When you talk about Alzheimer's and dementia and even Parkinson's, they get so scared. They hope they never get it, and so do we. But you wonder about this drug and some of the others because there's been a lot of patients groups who've been pushing for access to it, but the folks at Medicare until now said they weren't going to cover it. Apparently they are now. So,
well, it's a complicated approval. Aduhelm is a very expensive drug. Anyone who's on Medicare noticed this year the biggest increase in their annual cost, their monthly premiums, than they've ever experienced in their time on Medicare. And the reason is because of this one drug, Aduhelm, which was approved by the FDA with a lot of controversy because the FDA usually listens to its committees that it puts together to advise them, and on this one did not. And then after it getting an approval and several of the committee members, experts in the field, said they would never sit on an FDA advisory committee again after having such a wonderful experience. Expecting this to be then available, CMS, because nobody's going to pay out five figures for their Alzheimer's drug each year, CMS then gave its own opinion about all this and said it would only approve it even after FDA approved it. It would only pay for it if you were involved in a study. So nobody's going to be able to afford this on their own. And
nobody now is going to be able to get it unless you participate in a study. And it's probably good because the data really was not clear. The medical scientist in me reviewed the data, and it really wasn't clear, and more data is needed. So I think this was a way to thread the needle on this. And there's so much pressure to get something for Alzheimer's. All of us know somebody who has Alzheimer's, and it just tears your heart up to have to work with them, to be with them on a daily basis. It's not pleasant. It's really rough on everyone involved. So there's so much momentum to get some magic bullet for Alzheimer's. So I think that's where this is coming from, the pressure to get it out. Sometimes clouds good science and may cloud some good judgment, and this is how CMS decided to thread that needle.
All right. Next question has to do with this year's allergy season, what we do about it. It seems to me, and the people that I work with on the DJV program on my farm, same thing. It seems a month or so earlier than last year, we started feeling the impact of allergies. So this has been studied ad nauseum, as you know. You want to explain a little about how pollen season affects allergies? And is there a direct connection? Because we have allergies to lots of stuff. Some people have allergies to peanuts and to gluten. And so everybody wonders whether, when we just talk in general about allergies, are they all the same?
The immune system in our body, which is supposed to protect us from foreign bodies and foreign substances and bugs, sometimes over-responds. And in some of these substances that you find in flowers, in dander, whatever, everything that emits into the air gets into our lungs, and it affects different people in different ways, and sometimes our immune system will overreact in a manner which it shouldn't, and it, instead of protecting us, it's so strong it can kill us. And this is where you've seen eat a nut, your throat tightens up, your blood pressure goes down if you don't get a shot of epinephrine because of this overwhelming immune response where allergy reaction is so strong. So it's a tightrope you walk on when you're dealing with these things. If you have allergies, get checked. Hug an allergist. They'll save your life. And make sure you carry the EpiPen and know how to use it, everyone in the family.
Good advice. Questions for Dr. Ken on DJV Health. I'm Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.